some people tell me that they had not. I mean, I'm going to feed the chickens, man. The ducks.
Well, that's right. We didn't distinguish the chickens and ducks, and guineas we didn't accept. We'd say, I was trying to think what we would say. It's time to milk the cows, and you knew by that everything else was having to go on too. Even getting in coastal, even getting in Stowood. Things like that.
I see. You never used words like the fowl?
No, we didn't use fowl. We just said chickens and ducks.
And the term cattle would refer to?
Now, when we'd, cattle meant a group, a large group to me. And
of anything, or just of cows?
Of cows. And it would be a herd of horses. And what would we say about pigs? Oh, a lot of them would be a load of pigs. Load of pigs.
What different terms did you use for the pigs? These
pigs and sow was the mama hog, and then the boar for the male, and then the little ones really were the pigs. They were.
Did you ever use these terms, shote?
Yes, the shoats were the, usually if you wanted to sell the hogs, when they were shoats, they were all around 250 pounds. That's a nice selling size. And the grown pigs, before they got big hogs or sows, they were shoats.
I see. And a barrow, or a gilt, or a barrow?
The gilts were the females, or the young ones. I know what it is, but I don't know how to explain it.
I'm wondering, was there a kind of delicacy about talking about a boar?
And a gilt.
Is that right?
Too. Mm-hmm. Women, at that time, a woman wouldn't have used the word, either one of the words, in front of a man, just like they wouldn't have used the word pregnant. And there's several words that just wasn't used by a woman in front of a man.
I see. Mm-hmm. And so if she would not say boar, what would she say? What would replace that?
Oh, she'd just say hog.
I see. And how about the males of cattle or of horses?
Well, they wouldn't say stallion, they'd just say horse in talking.
And how would they refer to them?
Of course,